there's a term flambeau or torch. Would you ever use either of those?
Well, maybe torch. Mm-hmm. But I don't.
Okay. What about the inside part of the tire that inflates? You call that the inner?
The inner tube?
Sure. And this expression, say if your husband has just bought himself a new boat and he wants to check it out. When he takes it down to the water and he's putting it in the water, he would say he's going to do what to the boat?
To launch it or to put it in? Yeah. My husband doesn't, he wouldn't be buying a boat.
No, he doesn't care anything
so
about it.
He's got a fishing boat, but I guess he just took it down the lake.
Right.
I don't know what he did to
put it in the water.
He didn't put it in the water.
Well, you mentioned a fishing boat. Is that something that would have a motor, or would you have to use oars?
Oh, we use a paddle.
Mm-hmm. I see. And you call that a fishing boat. Is there anything else you might call it, that kind of boat?
We would call it a rowboat.
Rowboat.
They're batteaus, but we'd call it a rowboat.
Batteau is the same thing as a rowboat?
Isn't it? I don't know.
I don't know where I'm
sure.
From. Where I'm from, I'm not familiar with that term.
I'm sure that I call a lot of things by some of these names that other people would.
Have you ever heard the word skiff or john boat?
I've heard skiff.
Skiff.
I don't know what kind of boat that is.
Okay. What, say if you were going to make yourself a dress and you want to make sure that you have the right kind of material, a little square that you might take to town with you, what would you call it?
I'd be taking a sample.
Sample.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this adjective, if you see a dress in a window and you really like it, you might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a dress.
A pretty dress?
And talking about the comparative, you might see another one and say, well, this one's pretty, but I think this one's even...
prettier.
Okay. What about the thing that you wear in the kitchen to protect your dress? Call that
an apron.
All right. And this thing that I'm riding with, you call that a...
pen?
Yeah. And something to keep up a baby's diaper, you'd use a...
You'd still use a pen.
Right.
Safety pen, maybe,
right.
But it would be just a pen.
All right. Some of these old houses that you see out in the country that have metal roofs to them, what kind of metal might that be, do you think?
Tin.
Okay. And you would say that a dime is worth what?
10 cents.
Okay. Talking about clothing, a man's three-piece suit would consist of what, would you say?
The trousers, the coat, and the vest.
Okay. You ever heard a man call his trousers anything else?
Pants.
All right. What did your father wear to work around the farm?
Overalls.
Yeah.
Blue denim overalls.
Yeah. Is that the same thing as some men nowadays, when they work around the house, they have these one-piece affairs. You just step into them and zip it up.
Oh, they call those something else. Jumpsuits or
jumpsuit.
Coveralls or
sure.
Something else. No, my daddies weren't like that. They didn't
right.
have those then.
Right. Okay. What about talking about the word braying? If you were referring to it in the past tense, you might say, well, yesterday so-and-so knew something.
Brought.
Right. And if he's done it several times, you say he has.
He has brought.
Right. And if you want something right now, you might ask somebody, well, would you please?
Braying.
All right. About this expression, say if I'm trying on some clothes that I haven't worn in a while, I might say something like, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfect.
It fit.
Okay. Or say if my old suit's wearing out and I need something to go to church in, I might say, well, I'd better go to town to buy myself a...
a Sunday suit. Yeah.
So there were clothes that you just wore on Sunday and no other day?
Oh, yes. You had your Sunday shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sunday dress.
Did you wear shoes during the rest of the week? Or was
not in the summertime.
Right.
In the wintertime, yeah, but...
In other words, that wouldn't be an old suit I'm getting. It would be a...
It would be a new suit.
Sure.